Stratton Library is less quiet than usual this Saturday morning, as 5 volunteers gather in the main room to sort through shelves upon shelves of books and photographs. Their task is to pack the most important items from the oldest college library in Alaska into boxes to be stored indefinitely.
This is one that I am today trying to figure out how to treat. This is a photograph of the original founders of the Alaska Native Brotherhood. There are several copies of this, but the humidity in the room has made them curl.
Curling isn't the greatest of Ginny Blackson's concerns. Variations in temperature and moisture, of which there have been many since the library closed, set the stage for a librarian's worst nightmare.
We come in and we smell the boxes. All right, and we shift things around. We do the same things on the shelves, and we randomly go through the shelves, and we open a book, and we sniff it. And the smell of mold, you know, as a librarian, you just, after a couple of years, you just know.
When SJ closed last year, the library was without heat for several months. Blackson, who had been laid off, campaigned to have it restored. She also became Stratton's de facto security guard, fielding calls from strangers offering her money in exchange for artwork or rare books.
In September of 2007, I got to go to a Board of Trustees meeting and said, I can't do this alone, and I would like you to appoint a committee, and I have a list of recommendations. So we formed the Stratton Advisory Group, and it's been our job to check for mold, check on the collection, organize these work parties.
Several of those individuals are here today, helping move the most valuable items to a second-floor room that has a dehumidifier and is less likely to suffer fire or water damage. The volunteers chat and laugh as they work, but their frustration is palpable.
I think they want to hope
where they're going.
They have them stacked up in one of the rooms upstairs.
What do you mean? You mean down the line?
I mean, where is the pallet going? I don't know.
Does anyone? Maybe Carrie or Jenny knows.
It's unknown. What the Board of Trustees needs to do is just give the collection over to the city.
Absolutely.
That's what they need to do.
Absolutely.
Free it up.
Since Sheldon Jackson is a private institution, the Board of Trustees has the ultimate say about the collection. President David Dobler says they plan to keep it secure until the fate of the campus is certain. He says regardless of the property's future, the historic core of the campus, which includes the library, will remain intact. One possible scenario is that the newly formed Sitka Repository, a group of organizations and community members that hopes to display historical items from around the state, would occupy the building. In that case, the collection could be cared for, though probably not all of it. In the meantime, Ginny Blackson's priority is damage control.
You know, I work a full-time job. I'm the Sitka High School librarian, and I'm a teacher now. And I also have a very young family. And I just have to make decisions about what I have time to do. And I have time to do the most basic things.
Blackson's efforts and the work of the advisory committee may be enough to keep the collection from deteriorating. But as someone who knew the library when it was busy with students, researchers, and community members, Blackson feels that just isn't enough.
This was something that people would get off the boats and come in and say, my great-grandfather went to school here, or my grandfather was a volunteer, what can you tell me about them? And the volunteers and I would get to go on these fantastic journeys of discovery with people. We can't do that anymore. You know, we want to make sure that they're preserved. But at some point, what are we preserving them for if they'll remain in this room for the next 10 years? The biggest crime is that it's inaccessible, and books are nothing if people can't look at them. Oh, I love this stuff. Okay, so this is the McCormick Steamship Company catalog from 1927.
In Sitka, I'm Andy McDaniel.